It's time for Sports Day. Beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Can we just have something nice? Something that we can enjoy? Oh, so many good things happening this weekend, and yet it seems like nobody's enjoying it. I want to enjoy everything. Let's start it all off. Miami Dolphins, 6-2, one of the best teams in the NFL, playing a marquee game in Frankfurt, Germany tomorrow, 9:30 a.m., Kansas City Chiefs. Two 6-2 teams. These are two teams that could be vying to go to the Super Bowl for the AFC. But yet, you hear, you can't beat anyone that's good. They can't do anything right against a good team. It's in Germany, not Kansas City. I don't feel like getting up at 9:30. Come on. Let's just enjoy the game. Okay, that's number one. Let's just enjoy the game. Number two, Miami Hurricanes, 6-2, doing good on a little bit of a win streak. All you hear is, should be 7-1, shouldn't yield the ball against Georgia Tech. Looked terrible the past two games, had to go to overtime to win the games. Tyler Van Dyke, what's wrong with him? We're 6-2. We've won two games in a row in overtime. We beat Clemson with a backup quarterback. Let's just enjoy it right now. Get NC State tonight. It's going to be a tough one up in Raleigh, even though NC State's not great. They're 5-3. Miami Heat, they won last night. They beat Washington. Once again, oh, the Washington Wizards. In-game, in-season tournament sucks. The Heat aren't that good. They've lost to a lot of teams. 2-4. I get that.
Well, they did.
I get that. But just enjoy it. They won. They won their first in-season tournament game. Okay, it's like the Chinese comedian. I was watching him the other day, Ronnie Chang, if you watch him on Netflix. He says in China, the word for China is middle land. The word for the United States is the words for the United States, the beautiful land. And he goes, and it's crazy because America is so beautiful and so great, but yet you get here and everything sucks. My friends suck. Freedom of speech sucks. The hurricanes suck. The heat suck. The work sucks. Stop, Vlad. I know you got a lot to say about a lot of the things that I'm talking about, but I want to get high today. I haven't seen you in a whole week. And the last time I saw you, you were high. You were really high. Panthers were winning. Hurricanes were winning in overtime. It was a week ago on Saturday. You were high, amongst other things. Can we just be high today? Can we just say,
no.
Okay, break it down. Please bring me down a little bit because I'm getting really, really high right now.
Well, then if you're upset, then be upset with the teams and their performances. Don't be upset that people not criticizing or having an opinion on the fact that, yeah, these teams were playing bad. Yeah. So
Dolphins 6-2. Let's celebrate.
Okay,
they're a great
and
team.
I don't hear anybody saying anything wrong with the Dolphins except for the
fact
that
good teams.
Well, the two losses were against.
Yeah, against winning teams. The two teams
so
winning words.
Till they do that, then that narrative will change.
And then I don't like that the game's in Germany. Who cares?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like the game is in Germany too.
I've
been saying that since the beginning. I thought that this should have been the Thursday night game opener for the Chiefs. Have Tyreek come back home. This is nasty because of the fact that both teams are successful and that the Dolphins are doing well. Why would you want a 9:30 in the morning game?
See, there you go.
Why? No, but
save it for the playoffs. It'll mean more in the playoffs.
No, it's not even save it for the playoffs. I would rather that this game be the night game, the primetime game. You just wanted to be able. You want to be able to watch the game and enjoy it. You don't want to wake up at 9:30. You know what today is? Today is the last long day. At 2 a.m. Sunday morning, the hour goes back.
Yeah, so remember that. Set your, not your alarm clock, set your cell phone, because your cell phone will automatically do the hour so you don't get up too early, get too drunk.
Set your alarm clock. But then that's what I'm saying. So, okay, this is South Florida. A night game with the Canes? What if this is an exciting Canes-NC State game? People are partying.
It will be.
Okay, then. People are partying.
Canes are 6-2. I'm happy.
People are going to party, and then what's going to happen? You're going to wake up around 9:45, 9:55, and be like, oh, my God, I forgot the Dolphins game is on. You got to set up your fantasy team, make sure you put Tyreek, you know, Mostert.
Ugh, my fantasy team Waddle, dying.
Tua, you got to make sure. That's just nastiness. But everybody, if you complain about the Dolphins, we'll see. After tomorrow. Because tomorrow, if they win, these next 2 weeks are going to be ecstasy down here. Everybody's going to be having Super Bowl aspirations. If they lose, you know, then you're going to question. Because the three games that they've lost, all on the road, against quality teams. Teams that they're going to have to face.
Mike McDaniel has said, we want to win the games that count. And that's what's important. It's not about winning and losing the big regular season games. It's
yes, it is.
About winning or losing the big postseason
yes,
games.
It is about winning the regular, because you only have 17 of them. It's not like you're in baseball where you have 162.
Okay, let's say we meet Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Kansas City beats us tomorrow, but we win the AFC Championship game. Which one matters more?
Well, you had to get there, right?
There you go.
But you had to get there.
There you go.
But you had to get there.
I'm just telling you.
You had to get there.
I've been on both sides of the coin.
You have to get there.
You can get there. Let's say we get there.
Okay,
which one
then.
Do you want to win?
You get there. Okay, fine. You get there. Anybody's going to take the choice. Come
there
on.
You go.
Hey, Dan, I could give you $1 million right now. I could give you $1 billion in a week. What are you going to take?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Okay, so then don't do that in ridiculousness. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that because
the right game.
It's about winning right now because you have right now. You know that you're playing Kansas City tomorrow. You're not guaranteed. You don't know if you're going to make the AFC Championship game or the playoffs.
But losing the game tomorrow does not mean you don't make the playoffs and you don't make the AFC Championship game.
But
it just means you lost a regular season game.
But it also means that when you go against quality teams, nobody's going to pick you. You're going to be the underdog. And I don't want to hear, why is everybody against us and stuff?
I don't look at the stat line. I don't look at who's against us or who's for us. I look at my team. And also, I don't like talking about uniforms, but that's a different thing. I'm so sick and tired of that, man. The Heat's new Heat culture uniform in the court. Wow. Never knew that it was the biggest deal in the world. Bigger than Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Did you see that court? Did you see those uniforms? What? Dolphins should always wear their throwbacks. Okay, who cares? Are you one of those guys that makes a big deal about uniforms? I like the alternate uniforms and stuff like that. But in the end, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going off on a tangent.
Yeah, you are.
Nonetheless, the Hurricanes.
I thought we were talking Dolphins.
Talking Hurricanes. 6-2, yet people are negative Nellies. We should be 7-1. Okay, we're not. Another thing.
They have every reason. They have every right to be saying that. Let's not act like don't do that.
No,
don't act like there are things that the teams or players or coaches do that they're not supposed to be criticized for. That you're not supposed to talk about. Yes, they should be 7-1 right now.
What's done is done.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter. People have the right. Yeah, you know what? Your shorty slept, cheated on you. But you still remembering it?
No, I move on.
Oh, but if you're still with her, and you can't bring it back to her, right? She's going to be like, what's done is done. Stop.
It is what's done.
Okay,
is done.
So then therefore, guess what? They would be 7-1 with a knee if they took a knee. They're not. 7-1 is different than 6-2. 7-1, you still have a chance to go and play Florida State maybe in the ACC championship game. You're still in the hunt. That's what that means. Yes, minor mistake, not even minor mistake. Little mistakes become major problems. That's why people are upset. So, yeah, you have every right.
I mean, you can do that. I'm just saying. Let's enjoy it. They're 6-2. They're going into NC State. Should be a battle tonight. Should be fun. 6-2. Nothing's going to change the fact that they're 6-2. Nothing. Is there anything? Is there any way you can retroact and get that win back?
No, nothing you can do. But you can do. No, that's because they made the mistake. I don't want to hear that.
A lot of people negative on the Heat, 2-4. But they got a win against the Wizards last night.
Bro, you could be.
In-season tournament? You love the in-season tournament?
No, I don't. You know that
I mean,
hate it. I hate it.
If you win the in-season tournament, each player and the head coach get $500,000.
And?
You don't think that's motivation to play well? And coach
no,
well?
These guys make that. They could make that just by snapping their fingers.
Don't nobody turn down $500,000. I'm just saying that.
It's not important to them.
Okay.
Certain players is not. Maybe for the young guys and the teams that are not expected to make the play-in or the playoffs, the play-in tournament is good. But the in-tournament is good, but that doesn't matter for Denver. You think Denver wants to be the first? No. You think the Heat? No. I don't think Eric Spoelstra and the Heat staff are really caring about the in-season tournament.
I like these regular season wins because they count for regular season wins. I think they care about
that. Well, the win counts for regular season, yes. They would rather just the regular season win than, this win also means you move on in the in-season tournament. They don't care about that, bro.
Mm.
They don't.
competitors.
You know, as a matter of fact, I bet you some teams are going to lose just to get that 1 week off.
You don't think Michael Jordan would have gotten on his team and said, we need to win this in-season tournament?
I'm talking about 2023. I'm not talking about 1984. What are we talking about here? You're talking about somebody from 40 years ago.
I'm talking about great competitors. You don't think great competitors want to win?
Yeah, but they want to win the real thing. They want to win the real thing.
You think Steph Curry and them the year they had those 73 or whatever wins? You think
they wanted to win the real thing?
But you don't think they want to win every single game?
They wanted to win the real thing.
Every single
they
game.
They wanted to win the real thing.
They want to win the real thing too, but they want to win everything along the way.
They don't care about no in-season tournament. Stop.
Every team wants to go undefeated. That's from elementary school all the way up to the highest of ranks.
And every season, they want to win the real championship. Nobody's going to be like, oh, yeah, you're the fourth, and he's the four-time in-season champion. No, nobody cares about that. They care about
I do,
NBA
okay.
Champion.
You're wrong now. I do. I care.
You know what? Ask you're the only one.
305-567-0560. Does anyone care about the in-season tournament? You can also jump on the text. You can jump on the YouTube. You can jump on the Twitch. Just look for 560 WQAM. Let us know. Do you care? Do players care? Does anybody care about the in-season tournament? You can let us know as we listen to what happened this past week in the sports world in South Florida with the montage.
Miami and Virginia, we're all set. 21st meeting from Hard Rock Stadium. 84 degrees, sunny and breezy, and away we go.
Time to ball, y'all. Heat with the Rock first. Let's go. Jimmy with the Rock top. Giannis on him, moves it to the right wing to Love.
We're off and running to start this one. Panthers and the Bruins in a big Atlantic Division matchup here this evening.
Toe-to-toe with Simmons for the jump. And Bam wins that jump.
No, du hast nicht.
Puck play down to our left inside the Panthers zone. We're off and running. Panthers in white left to right. Detroit red right to left.
Du hast nicht.
The Heat, their losing streak has moved to four straight. Reality check, good for last place. In the conference, my friends, the Wizards are here as both teams play their first ever National Basketball Association in-season tournament group play game tonight.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions. After 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise, the wait is over and the celebration has begun.
Du hast 51 yards for Borregalis. 1:28 to go in the game. This is for the tie. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's wobbling. And it is good! Borregalis ties it. It wobbles through. And he ties the game at 23.
Nine. Prepare to play against the best, and there's not a better opponent to play than the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the current Super Bowl winners. And then I'm excited for the team to go to Germany.
Nine. Ball game. Bucks move to 2-1. Heat fall to 1-3.
Up the right wing, Zaka. Balinskas getting back. Zaka right circle. A shot. He scores. He snuck it down low, and Pavel Zacha wins it for Boston. 3-2 the final.
Du hast nicht.
He had a scrumptious lead at one point of 16.
Du hast.
Nets du hast push nicht. Back from a terrible second quarter.
So the Panthers lock it down late. They secure the 2-0 victory here this evening. Sergei Bobrovsky, a 22-save shutout, his 39th shutout in the National Hockey League. The Panthers take care of the Red Wings tonight, 2-0.
The final 121-114. Tyler Hero, the leading scorer of the entire contest. Those 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 dimes. This is his second career triple-double by a single assist. Also had 2 steals in the game. One of 6 Miami Heat players in double figures.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
Touchdown!
Miami wins in overtime! Hurricanes win in overtime! In the West End Zone, Mark Fletcher delivers the punch of the night! as he pushes it into the end zone. And Miami wins back-to-back weeks in overtime. 29-26. My heart has just leaped into my throat.
Vic Fangio admits Jalen Ramsey may have to cover Travis Kelce when the Dolphins take on the Chiefs tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. O-lineman Robert Hunt is out. You're going to need more than just Jalen Ramsey to cover Travis Kelce, Vlad. You're going to need a whole village, as Hillary Clinton would say, because that man is dangerous, especially when his bad one is in the crowd, and we know who she is. He plays better when she's watching.
Is she going to be there?
We don't know yet. There's taking bets in Vegas. I'm thinking she is.
I mean, her tour internationally started this week.
Ah, well, I didn't know you were a part of the Swifties, but okay.
No, that's the rumor. That's what everybody's been saying.
That would be cool, though. This is a spotlight game.
She doesn't lose. They don't lose when she's there.
I know. That's a spotlight game, and her and Brittany Mahomes can do their dance in the little press
box. I don't want to see no
I love that, man. I love it. I love it. They love it. The U will retire Gino Toretta's number 13 during its final game of the season against Louisville. Today, though, 8 o'clock, Canes, NC State. Pregame follows us at 4 o'clock. Big college football day. Bedlam, baby! For the final time, kind of, really. 3:30, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. If you're an LSU alum like I am, it is Alabama Hate Week as they face off at 7:45.
Man. Well, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
Well, yeah, how do you feel going into the game?
I'm comfortable.
Really?
I'm pretty comfortable Alabama's going to win. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, bro.
I like Jalen Daniels. Maybe he's got their number. Maybe Mason Taylor has their number like they did last year. Maybe not. Big Lynn called me the other day. She goes, I don't think we're going to win. So I'm just going to go roll with Big Lynn and say, okay. But if you want some late night action, maybe chase your bets, maybe just entertainment. Oregon State, Colorado. Coach Prime.
Prime letting
we're going to hear from Coach Prime.
A former NFL coach call the plays.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Man, Coach Prime, we're going to get into him. We love him. Miami won their inaugural in-season tournament game last night. I know you're excited about that, Vlad.
Listen, man, that was the easiest bet Friday night.
Actually, they didn't cover, though, last night because the Wizards hit a meaningless three with 10 seconds left.
Dude, I looked at it. I'm like, wait a minute. They're playing the Wizards.
They're up by 25.
Damn, Kuzan, I was like, wait a minute. They're playing the Wizards on a Friday night, and the game's at 8 o'clock, and the Wizards were in Atlanta on Wednesday? Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma are going to tear up South Florida on Thursday.
Even if it's plus 300, put that 300 down and get your $100 right away.
That was easy.
I'm not a gambler.
That was easy money to bet on. You knew that the Wizards were going to be blown. Dude, have you watched them play?
Do you see their lineup?
They get blown out by 30 by midway through the third quarter every game.
They're leaning on guys like Jordan Poole.
Oh my God.
Oh, Kyle Kuzma. Whoo! Thank goodness.
You're not a big Kuzma
fan. Well, thank goodness the Lakers said he was off limits and we had to take Brandon Ingram when we traded Anthony Davis from the Pelicans. Speaking of Pelicans, man, you want to talk about a fun team to watch with or without Zion playing. We'll get into that later. Nonetheless, Tyler Hero was an assist away from a triple-double. He had 24, 10, and 9. Next up, the Lake Show coming to town. Speaking of Anthony Davis, that is 7:30 Monday. That is the only time this year in the regular season Lake Show is coming to town. So I'm sure there will be a lot of Fairweather fans in the house. Jorge Soler opted out of the final year of his three-year deal. He's not expected back with the Marlins. The slugger who hit 36 home runs last season passed up on a cool $13 million guaranteed, Vlad.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man. Good luck to him.
Hope you can get more. Stay healthy. The Panthers will take on the Blackhawks and first overall pick Connor Bedard. Tonight, 8 o'clock, Sam Bennett day-to-day with a lower body injury. Luis Suarez could be joining Inter Miami as soon as next month. Former manager Phil Neville is expected to be named the Portland Timbers coach soon. Okay. And JUCO transfer Markel Bell has committed to the U. Get this, Vlad. The O-lineman is 6'8", 335 pounds.
Woof. That's a mountain.
How do you get that big?
I bet you he can move. And I bet you he has quick feet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he probably had some grade problems. That's why he was in – obviously, that's why he was in JUCO, nonetheless. And if you're a gambler or you just like the horses like me, or both like me, the Breeders' Cup continues today from Arcadia, California.
Oh, that's right. It's the first Saturday in November. It is Breeders' Cup Saturday.
And real quick, just a moment of remembrance, Michelle Fuentes, who used to work here at the radio station originally.
Today's her birthday?
Well, no, she's from Arcadia, California.
Oh, so, is she?
Yeah, mentioning that, I felt as though we needed to just mention
absolutely.
That out of Michelle.
I miss my baby.
Who we love more than anybody.
Stay in paradise, mama.
And now an odd transition as we go into the day spa. Authorities seized $8.5 million worth of psychedelic mushrooms for a 20-year-old in Connecticut. Dude, how high do you want to get? Also, if the authorities need help with that, I'm here to help.
Damn, he was probably getting ready for New Year's. He was probably getting ready for the holidays.
I got five on it.
Jeez. Yeah, this was, you're not getting that type of shipment unless you're unloading it for the holidays.
I'm telling you, that's the way to live. Speaking of the way to live, Frankfurt, Germany tomorrow, Tyreek Hill gonna eat. Kansas City gonna get that work. You know this, Vlad, about Tyreek. Tyreek can talk. And up next, we're gonna listen here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. Sports Day on a Saturday all the way till 4 o'clock. Getting you ready for Canes, Wolfpack. Tonight, 8 o'clock, going to be the kickoff. Pre-game starts after us at 4 o'clock. And then, whoo, Breakfast of Champions. I don't know about you, Vlad, but that Prestige beer and those Bloody Marys are going to be rolling. No, me.
That's the Breakfast of Champions.
I know. Yeah. Maybe a German beer. Maybe I'll go get some Wüstentainer or something like that, man. A German beer is great, by the way. Oh, it's so good. They invented beer, so it's kind of their thing, you know. Nonetheless, you get tomorrow, Dolphins, Kansas City. Could it get any bigger? I think not. But there's that storyline. Tyreek Hill against his old team. And I don't know if you know this or not, Vlad, but Tyreek can talk. That's what we're going to do this segment. Tyreek can talk. He spoke with the media about this upcoming game. He started things out straight up. He wishes doing KC, but KC, watch that you-know-what. They're going to get that work, bro.
My boy Miko called me the other day, so I'm really excited to see him. Excited to see Pat, Kelsey, things like that. You know, it's going to be trash talk, but it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be like, you know, I want to see you do good, but we're going to bust your ass at the same time, though. Like, it's going to be one of those things, like backyard football with your brothers. It would have been great to play in KC, but really doesn't matter where we play at. You feel me? They're going to get this work wherever, though. Look, y'all ready to use that.
Vlad, you already know they're going to get this work tomorrow, man.
Shout out to beloved Loaded Lux for with that line. You're going to get this work.
Let's play a little game right now. You're Tua Tagovailoa. I'm Tyreek Hill. Yo, T, what up, bro? Big game this weekend. What you like? You like leather goods? Treat yourself. Fine dining? Treat yourself. Four-wheelers? Treat yourself. You want a truck? Treat yourself. Take care of me, bro. Look, I'm gonna be open. You take care of me, I'll take care of you. You got me, T? T, come on now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's the problem. You can't make this a personal, individual
They're going to get that work.
Matchup. They're going to get this work. That's good. As long as everybody's giving that work. You don't forget you got Waddle. Here's what's going to happen.
They're going to do like last week, quadruple team Tyreek.
I think they'll get Tyreek going early, and then the Chiefs defense will focus so much on Tyreek that the other guys are just going to eat.
I love Bill Belichick. He is so hard-headed. Tyreek ain't getting the ball, although he did. At the end of the game, they had everybody on Tyreek. Waddle was just – I was at Monty's down in South Beach watching the game.
Nice.
And I see Tyreek. He was 15 yards wide open in the middle of the field. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, he did what he always does. He's always going to take away the best player, the best offensive weapon on that team.
So cut your nose off to spite your face.
But when you got so many weapons like the Dolphins do, it's kind of difficult. But, yeah.
Now, we talked about Tyreek can talk. He was talking about a bevy of things, but there is one subject he's not going to breach.
Jalen Waddle said yesterday he is a Swiftie. Are you, and what do you think of that relationship for your boy Travis?
Nah, I'm not getting into that, bro. That's a dangerous crew. I'm not getting into that. No comment. It's a dangerous crew.
Vlad, I mean this with all sincerity. Actually, I don't mean this with any sincerity. Bloods, Crips, Swifties. You got to be careful of all of them, bro.
And Beehive. The Beehive is the
most dangerous. I still think the Swifties are more dangerous than the Beehive.
No, they're not.
No, they're more vindictive. The Beehive, you know, they just looking out, having a good time.
The Swifties don't care. Because
Swifties come after you.
Yeah, but Swifties know they cower to the Beehive. Taylor Swift's people will never say anything to Beyonce. If Beyonce said something about Taylor Swift, She's just going to have to eat that. She's just going to have to take it.
Those Taylor Swifties Swift, are vicious.
Taylor Swift can't say nothing to Beyonce or the Beehive. So, therefore, the Beehive is the number one. You can't say anything to the Beehive.
She has nothing to do with it. She has
no skin in the game. But the Swifties are dangerous. Swifties are dangerous.
Look, Tyreek Hill ain't scared of nobody. Well, maybe a little bit of the Swifties, man. I ain't
You can't talk bad about your man's girl unless they're not together.
Yeah, and I mean, Taylor Swift's a very lovable character. I don't care what anybody says. It's not a fake relationship, too, by the way. I'm just saying. They're going to a long run. But nonetheless, I like how Tyreek Hill, I ain't touching that, man. Nah. I like to keep my podcast. I like to keep my career. I like to stay out of the... Y'all cool. Now, I've been saying this for a while. Tyreek Hill, if he keeps playing like he's playing, over 1,000 yards, 8 games in, he should be the MVP of the league. But you know what? I'm starting to think maybe he shouldn't be the MVP because even Tyreek Hill agrees that he is not even the best player on the Dolphins team.
Hey, your stats this season are incredible. Do you think you have a chance to win the MVP award?
No, because we have a player that's on our team that's better than me. It means more to this team.
Who?
So, no. And his name is Alec Ingold.
Why are you laughing? Vlad, help me out.
What? That was funny.
Tua, here's the hierarchy of the Dolphins. Alec Ingold, Tua, Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, Teron Armstead. Secret weapon, baby. MVP. Do you believe it? Maybe. Maybe not. Now, we do know who one of the most valuable players in the league is, and a guy that really you have to pay a lot of attention to as far as being on the gridiron. We paid a lot of attention to him off the gridiron, too. His name is Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill says he's one of the keys to the game.
Say that again?
Travis Kelce, one of the keys to the game. Tyreek Hill talked about Travis Kelce being one of the keys. You got to stop. Big number. Is it 87?
87 in your heart, number one in Taylor Swift's heart.
Just find open space, always. And what I've been telling the guys to do is just find Kelce. Just find Kelce. You know, because if you allow Kelce to get open, man, like he's like the energy of that team. Although Pat is like, you know, all world. But if he finds Kelce and Kelce just catches a two-yard pass, he just somehow finds energy in that and gets that team going. So they do a great job of it, and they do a great job of coaching it also. Whenever I was there, man, so they got a whole PowerPoint on it and everything. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's like when Pat goes this way, you guys need to be doing this, that. But obviously, you know, you can't run lines, so just find Kelce. That's it.
I'll tell you, Tyreek Hill didn't have to play for the Kansas City Chiefs to let you know it's all about Travis Kelce getting wide open and just running in space, and that Patrick Mahomes makes great plays, and that Andy Reid is a good coach. I think we all kind of had that one, even though you and I have never played a snap in the NFL, much less for the Kansas City Chiefs. But yeah, it's pretty obvious what they do. Patrick Mahomes, magic. Kelce, I don't even know if, does he run routes, or do they just tell him?
No,
go?
I really think.
I think just get open.
I think. Both Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce don't run routes. They can run routes, but it's just basically get open. Pat's going to maneuver around out of the pocket, and then just get open. He'll get the ball to you, and then it's big chunk yards. That's it.
The only reason I say Cheetah might run some routes is because Tua has this timing, and sometimes he lets the ball go before Tyreek Hill's even broken in his route. So I think maybe there's a little more route running. Travis Kelce, like literally – just gets to the line, looks around, and then just gets open and then just starts rambling all over the place. Man, it's going to be a great game tomorrow. Jalen Ramsey could be matching up against Travis Kelce. That's exciting. Very exciting. You know, one more thing, Tyreek talks. Had a great career in Kansas City. Won a Super Bowl, but ended up getting traded to the Miami Dolphins. And now he's been even more super, hopefully get another Super Bowl ring. Looking back on the whole trade situation, Tyreek Hill seems pretty happy.
I'm kind of glad that it happened now. Like, I don't even think about it now. Obviously, the situation that I'm in is great. Got great teammates. My family's from Miami. So, I accomplished one of my goals of being one of the highest paid in the league. So, everything's great. Life is great, man. Never can take anything for granted. So, Can't look back, always got to look forward. That's my mindset.
A lot to like there, right? Looking forward, happy I'm in Miami, got family here. Also, one of my goals, to be one of the highest paid players in the league. I like the honesty, Vlad, to be honest with you. If that's one of your goals, he achieved it. Kansas City, in my opinion, what really happened is they went to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and said, we can only keep Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill. Which one do you want? And I think they said, we want Travis Kelce. And they said, you know what? Patrick Mahomes, you're special. We'll figure it out. And, I mean, it's been a win-win. He's been great, Tyreek Hill, with the Dolphins. And Kansas City won a championship last year. So, kind of seems like a win-win for me. Now, would they be better with Tyreek Hill? I think every team in the league would be better with Tyreek Hill. But he fits this system perfect. And I'm telling you right now, Vlad, you got to agree with me. Tyreek's going to go off tomorrow. At least 100 yards.
Okay.
You're saying, I mean, okay.
I'm saying, yeah. It's just funny to me about this game because I think he could be used. He could have a big game, or he could be used as a decoy and have the other guys eat. Because you got to figure this.
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah. Both teams are going to be playing mind games with each other because you know the type of individual Tyreek is. The fact that all the focus is really on him. And going against his former team, so you know, he said he has an unbelievable post touchdown celebration.
Oh, you best to believe!
That might hurt some of the Chiefs fans or the people inside. So, with that being said, it could be mind games to have these guys so focused on him and not letting him perform that these other Burrios, Mostert.
Cedric Wilson, Craycraft.
All these guys are going to get some, they're going to get some time to shine. So that's why I don't know if this is all, all mind games or if they're going to go for him to go crazy.
I'll tell you this, Vlad. Tomorrow when Tyreek Hill scores that first touchdown, hold off on hugging your girl right away and watch the celebration. Then hug your girl because it's going to be a nice celebration. It is going to be nice. It is going to be crazy. It is going to be fun. 9:30 a.m. Get those bloodies. Get those beers. Get yourself ready. You're going to like it. Up next, though, we're going to get into what I like, some of the things my cousin Vladimir Louisson and I liked over the past 24, 48 hours in the sports world of the world in general here on 560 WQAM. I have to ask you, Vlad, even though we are cousins, you come from the same kind of background. We know different cultures a little better, so I'm going to lean on you a little bit more. Is today a Haitian holiday? You're scratching your eyes.
I don't know. No.
The reason I ask, so I'm not going to lie to you. I had a little extra time this morning, so I decided to walk over to Jensen's Liquor Store, see my man Manny, Don Julio, the whole team, and I have to walk through Little Haiti. And there's a guy at the Washateria parking lot at 11 a.m. downing a tall boy, Haitian guy. I said, you know what? 5 o'clock somewhere. No big deal. Walk up into Jensen's Liquor Store, and there's a guy on a bicycle, and you know where you put the water bottle and that little thing, He has a tall boy in there. I said, okay, whatever. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'm at a liquor store. Who am I to judge? As I'm leaving the liquor store, a nice lady, she's walking in with an empty one of those little individual shoddy things and an open Sunkist. And I said, ooh, going back for more. I'm like starting to develop a theme here. So I'm walking out, coming back to the radio station through Little Haiti, and I hear two ladies speaking Creole. And in Creole, they said, what are we going to eat later after all this drinking? And the other woman says, je ne sais pas, I don't know. And the other woman said, I don't want to eat trash. We already have been drinking all day. I said, okay. Walk by another group of guys. They're all drinking tall boys. So I'm thinking, maybe it's a Haitian holiday or is it just Saturday?
I think it's just Saturday because there's no Haitian holiday that I know that happens on November 4th. So
is it tall boy day?
Maybe they were just having a celebration, that's all.
But I mean, multiple people as I passed on the way back and forth from Jensen's Liquor Store were all drinking tall boys, or except that one lady that had the vodka. She was keeping it classy, I guess.
I mean, November 1st is All Saints Day.
Yesterday was All Souls Day or Day of the Dead or whatever the second.
Second was All Souls Day, but yeah, nothing. Nothing. They just wanted to celebrate. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe
will you be hitting a tall boy later on, maybe?
Absolutely.
I will too, man. I ain't going to lie.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to what I like. Some of the things that I like and you liked over the past week or so. One of them being our very own Inter Miami's Lionel Messi wins a record 8th Ballon d'Or And ESPN recently spoke about the significance of that.
Wait. He won his what?
He won his eighth, meaning best soccer player in the world.
Eighth Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or?
That's crazy, man.
It's a big award. Got to talk about it, man. It's Inter-Miami. It's winning the World Cup. It's all the great. Leagues Cup. All the great stuff that he did.
On Monday in Paris, Lionel Messi won his eighth Ballon d'Or, the most by anyone by a distance, as the closest to the Argentinian is Cristiano Ronaldo with five. But aside from that, this Ballon d'Or is special for Messi, and he will consider it as his most important for a few reasons. For one, the award is a testament to overcoming his biggest hurdle, winning the World Cup. Not only that, but he did it as a leader, and at 35, lifted his teammates throughout the competition. It was a tournament where Messi dazzled and delivered, scoring 7 goals, including 2 in the final. But it was also about inspiring the nation and everyone around him. This is surely his last Ballon d'Or, as young stars such as Kylian Mbappé, Erling Haaland, and the current talk of the town, Jude Bellingham, are ready to take over. So let's all celebrate Messi's latest Ballon d'Or win, because it's also about celebrating the legacy of one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. To me, the greatest. As Chaucer once said, time and tide wait for no man. And at some point, Messi's time will be up. That's why I use this Ballon d'Or victory as a way to reflect and thank the football gods that they gave us a gift we will never forget. Lionel Andrés Messi.
Okay, you can get off your knees now. Now you could celebrate that guy and going Chaucer and nonetheless, you can celebrate and see the trophy November 10th, celebrating number 10 at Dry Pink Stadium. They're going to have a special ceremony at 6:00, and then at 8:00 they're going to have a friendly against NYCFC. So that's good. We love Lionel Messi. To say this is for sure his last Ballon d'Or, I don't know about that. Nonetheless, next year, wait to see what he does.
His last Ballon d'Or.
I mean, they had to give it to him.
No, it's not because of that. I mean, obviously because of the World Cup, but he's not playing international games anymore. He's playing,
remember he got hurt in an international game.
No, but I'm talking about next season.
Oh, has he said that? Because he said he was open to playing another World Cup in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a couple of years. Next season is next year, 2024.
You taking a break?
Ballon d'Or, what's he going to be? He's only playing MLS.
He's not going to do anything with Argentina.
I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
Unless he's gonna play the Olympics.
Hadn't won one of those.
Mm.
We'll see. Now, one guy who's embarrassing himself a lot lately is one Dabo Swinney. It's not enough that he's kind of antiquated and his team got beat by the Canes with a backup quarterback. Now he's taking it out on the fans and callers on sports talk radio.
I used to tell people all the time, they say, what's the difference in Clemson? I'm going to tell you, at some places there's an expectation, but at Clemson there's an appreciation. And what's happened at Clemson is we've won so much that even when it used to be the fun's in the winning, now even when you win, people like you complain and criticize the coaches and question everything. People like you, all right, when I hired Tony Elliott to be the offensive coordinator who never called a play in his life, I'm sure you were critical then, right? And he took us to 2 national championships. People like you who just love to destroy people with your comments, all right? I'm sure you've never made any bad decisions. I'm sure you've lived a perfect life. I'm sure you've led a bunch of people. I'm sure you do your job in front. So to answer your question, I started as the lowest paid coach in this freaking business, all right? And I'm where I am because I've worked my ass off every single day. And I ain't going to let some small kid get on this phone and create this stuff. So if you got a problem with it, I don't care. All right?
I work for
the board of trustees, the president, and the AD. And if they're tired of me leading this program, all they got to do is let me know.
You're an idiot.
I'll go somewhere else where there is
Shut him up, Lex. Shut his ass up.
You're an idiot.
I don't care.
You're an idiot. I love it.
Dabo, be the bigger man.
I love it. He hurting right now. He's hurting. All that listen, I don't want to take any shots at religion or anything like that, so I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm a God-fearing, loving Catholic, but, you know.
Right.
Dabo is the first to throw that in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's attacking a young kid and a fan, by the way.
Right, exactly. He's doing exactly what he's not supposed to, like, exactly what he's saying that he's the champion of. He's doing the opposite of it. So It is hysterical to see the slipping. The slipping of Clemson. They lost four games. They're leading right now 10-3.
I know.
They're 10-6 right now. I can't believe I'm going to actually root for the Fighting Irish.
Always.
Because of I'm just done with Dabo. I'm really done with him. I've been done with him for the last four seasons. And the fact that you have to harken back to your past, you got to go to your, oh, there's only three teams. There's only three universities that's won multiple championships since 2015.
I started as the lowest paid
coach. Georgia, Alabama, and us, you know. Yeah, bro, you're making 17. You're making a lot of money, bro. You're making a lot of money. So, therefore, the boosters, the alumni, they have a right to ask the question. They've been – you spoiled them. And, yes, sometimes –
And they probably bent over backwards for you and continue to.
But guess what? When they starting to see slippage and they starting to see – they start to see that there's no end in sight, like this is going to continue, and you see that the other programs are moving up. Florida State seems like they're back. Hopefully UM can finish with a strong ending, last month of the season. What if UM, you know, UM gets back? Next season, you have Florida State, you have UM, you have North Carolina, you have Duke. Where's Clemson in it? Clemson's, and what, we're adding the, and they're adding teams to the ACC. Clemson could be in the real middle of the pack next season. And then what are you going to do, Dabo? And Dabo's already setting up. I'll go to another university. Yeah, he's trying to pull a Jimbo Fisher. He's trying to set up his next bag right now. Nasty work by Dabo.
Nasty. Now, one coach we do like is Coach Prime. Coach Prime asks about Michigan stealing signs. How do you feel about all that?
I mean, everyone's trying to get an edge. I mean, everyone's trying to get whatever edge they can. You could have someone's whole game plan. They could mail it to you. You still got to stop it. You still got to stop it. So in football, it's not as pronounced as baseball. If I know a curveball is coming, I got you. You know, with football, I don't give a darn. If you know a sweep is coming, you still got to stop it. It's a physical game. You got to stop it. So that's a little tough. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff that someone's stealing this, stealing that. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff. You still got to play the game.
Coach Prime knows ball. That's all I'm going to say right there. Coach Prime knows ball. Real quick, one more thing. Last night I almost went to a rave party, Vlad. Domicile, right down the street here in Little Haiti. A DJ called FaZe Fatale from Germany was throwing it down. He doesn't even have singles online. He just has live performances. Play some of that FaZe Fatale in the background because it's just trance music. I thought about going, Vlad. Domicile, it's just a little nondescript building. Nobody knows who FaZe Fatale is. Get down to this all night.
Those are the buildings that Sergey tries to send you to go to.
Yeah, I know. You got to go in the back door, say certain words. But I thought about it, man. Start at midnight. Wasn't going to get out there until about 7. Then you and I today, it's going to be no good. So missed out on FaZe Fatale throwing it down at Domicile. But a little trance music right there. Like I said, he has no singles. You can just go online and see him like in a basement in Germany throwing it down. Could have seen him last night. But you know what? Sometimes you got to be an adult. Speaking of adult, we're going to get you caught up with everything that's happening in the sports world next here on Sports Day. Heat Cold is here, 560 WQAM. I have to ask you, Vlad, even though we are cousins, you come from the same kind of background, we know different cultures a little better, so I'm going to lean on you a little bit more. Is today a Haitian holiday? Scratching your eyes.
I don't know. No.
Reason I ask, so I'm not going to lie to you, I had a little extra time this morning, so I decided to walk over to Jensen's Liquor Store, see my man Manny, Don Julio, the whole team, and I have to walk through Little Haiti. And there's a guy at the Washateria parking lot at 11 a.m. downing a tall boy, Haitian guy. I said, you know what? 5 o'clock somewhere. No big deal. Walk up into Jensen's Liquor Store, and there's a guy on a bicycle, and you know where you put the water bottle and that little thing, you know? He has a tall boy in there. I said, okay, whatever. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'm at a liquor store. Who am I to judge? As I'm leaving the liquor store, a nice lady, she's walking in with an empty one of those little individual shoddy things and an open Sunkist. And I said, ooh, going back for more. I'm like starting to develop a theme here. So I'm walking out, coming back to the radio station through Little Haiti. and I hear two ladies speaking Creole. And in Creole, they said, what are we going to eat later after all this drinking? And the other woman said, je ne sais pas, I don't know. And the other woman said, I don't want to eat trash. We already have been drinking all day. I said, okay. Walk by another group of guys. They're all drinking tall boys. So I'm thinking, like, maybe it's a Haitian holiday, or is it just Saturday?
I think it's just Saturday, because there's no Haitian holiday that I know that happens on November 4th. So
is it tall boy day?
Maybe they were just having a celebration, that's all.
But, I mean, multiple people, as I passed on the way back and forth from Jensen's Liquor Store, were all drinking tall boys, or except that one lady that had the vodka. She was keeping it classy, I guess.
I mean, November 1st is All Saints Day. You know,
yesterday was All Souls Day, or Day of the Dead, yeah, or whatever, the second.
Second was All Souls Day, but, yeah, nothing. Nothing. They just wanted to celebrate. Maybe it was a birthday. Maybe
will you be hitting a tall boy later on, maybe?
Absolutely.
I will too, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to what I like. Some of the things that I like and you liked over the past, you know, week or so. One of them being our very own Inter Miami's Lionel Messi wins a record 8th Ballon d'Or. And ESPN recently spoke about the significance of that.
Wait. He won his what?
He won his 8th, meaning best soccer player in the world.
8th Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or? Ballon d'Or?
That's crazy, man.
It's a big award. Got to talk about it, man. It's Inter Miami. It's winning the World Cup. It's all the great. League's Cup. All the great stuff that he did.
On Monday in Paris, Lionel Messi won his 8th Ballon d'Or, the most by anyone by a distance, as the closest to the Argentinian is Cristiano Ronaldo with 5. But aside from that, this Ballon d'Or is special for Messi, and he will consider it as his most important for a few reasons. For one, the award is a testament to overcoming his biggest hurdle, winning the World Cup. Not only that, but he did it as a leader, and at 35, lifted his teammates throughout the competition. It was a tournament where Messi dazzled and delivered, scoring 7 goals, including 2 in the final. But it was also about inspiring the nation and everyone around him. This is surely his last Ballon d'Or, as young stars such as Kylian Mbappé, Erling Haaland, and the current talk of the town, Jude Bellingham, are ready to take over. So let's all celebrate Messi's latest Ballon d'Or win, because it's also about celebrating the legacy of one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. To me, the greatest. As Chaucer once said, time and tide wait for no man, and at some point, Messi's time will be up. That's why I use this Ballon d'Or victory as a way to reflect and thank the football gods that they gave us a gift we will never forget. Lionel Andrés Messi.
Okay, you can get off your knees now. Now you could celebrate that guy. And going Chaucer. And nonetheless, you can celebrate and see the trophy November 10th, celebrating number 10. At Dry Pink Stadium, they're going to have a special ceremony at 6 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, they're going to have a friendly against NYCFC. So that's good. We love Lionel Messi. To say this is for sure his last Ballon d'Or, I don't know about that. Nonetheless, next year, wait to see what he does.
It's his last Ballon d'Or.
I mean, they had to give it to him.
No, it's not because of that. I mean, obviously because of the World Cup. But I don't. He's not playing international games anymore. He's playing,
remember he got hurt in an international game.
No, but I'm talking about next season.
Oh, has he said that? Because he said he was open to playing another World Cup in a couple of years, he even said.
Yeah, that's a couple of years. Next season is next year, 2024.
He's taking a break?
Ballon d'Or, what's he going to be? He's only playing MLS.
He's not going to do anything with Argentina.
I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
He might. Unless he's going to play the Olympics.
Hadn't won one of those.
We'll
see. Now, one guy who's embarrassing himself a lot lately is one Dabo Sweeney. It's not enough that he's kind of antiquated and his team got beat by the Canes with a backup quarterback. Now he's taking it out on the fans and callers on sports talk radio.
I used to tell people all the time, if they what's the difference in Clemson? Let me tell you, at some places there's an expectation, but at Clemson there's an appreciation. And what's happened at Clemson is we've won so much that even when it used to be the fun's in the winning, now even when you win, people like you complain and criticize the coaches and question everything. People like you, all right, when I hired Tony Elliott, to be the offensive coordinator who never called a play in his life. I'm sure you were critical then, right? And he took us to two national championships. People like you who just love to destroy people with your comments, all right? I'm sure you've never made any bad decisions. I'm sure you've lived a perfect life. I'm sure you've led a bunch of people. I'm sure you do your job in front. So to answer your question, I started as the lowest paid coach in this freaking business, all right? And I'm where I am because I've worked my ass off every single day. And I ain't going to let some small kid get on this phone and create this stuff. So if you got a problem with it, I don't care. All right?
You don't?
For the board of trustees, the president, and the AD. And if they're tired of me leading this program, all they got to do is let me know.
You're an idiot.
I'll go somewhere else where there is
Shut him up, Lex. Shut his ass up.
You're an idiot.
I don't care.
You're an idiot. I love it.
Dabo, be the bigger man.
I love it. He hurting right now. He's hurting. All that and listen. I don't want to take any shots at religion or anything like that, so I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm a God-fearing, loving Catholic, but, you know. Right. Dabo is the first to throw that in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's attacking a young kid and a fan, by the way.
Right. Exactly. He's doing exactly what he's not supposed to, like, exactly what he's saying that he's the champion of. He's doing the opposite of it. So it is hysterical to see the slipping of Clemson. They lost four games. They're leading right now 10-3.
I know.
10-6 right now. I can't believe I'm going to actually root for the Fighting Irish.
Always.
Because of I'm just done with Dabo. I'm really done with him. I've been done with him for the last four seasons. And the fact that you have to harken back to your past, you got to go to there's only three teams. There's only three universities that's won multiple championships since 2015.
I started as the lowest paid coach.
Georgia, Alabama, and us. You know, yeah, bro, you're making 17. You're making a lot of money, bro. You're making a lot of money. So therefore, the boosters, the alumni, they have a right to ask the question. You spoiled them. And yes, sometimes.
And they probably bent over backwards for you and continue to.
But guess what? When they starting to see slippage and they start to see that there's no end in sight, like this is going to continue, and you see that the other programs are moving up. Florida State seems like they're back. Hopefully UM can finish with a strong ending, last month of the season. What if UM gets back? Next season, you have Florida State, you have UM, you have North Carolina, you have Duke. Where's Clemson in it? They're adding teams to the ACC. Clemson could be in the real middle of the pack next season. And then what are you going to do, Dabo? And Dabo's already setting up. I'll go to another university. Yeah, he's trying to pull a Jimbo Fisher. He's trying to set up his next bag right now. Nasty work by Dabo.
Nasty. Now, one coach we do like is Coach Prime. Coach Prime asked about Michigan stealing signs. How do you feel about all that?
I mean, everyone's trying to get an edge. I mean, everyone's trying to get whatever edge they can. You could have someone's whole game plan. They could mail it to you. You still got to stop it. So in football, it's not as pronounced as baseball. If I know a curveball is coming, I got you. You know, with football, I don't give a darn if you know a sweep is coming. You still got to stop it. It's a physical game. You got to stop it. So that's a little tough. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff that someone's stealing this, stealing that. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff. You still got to play the game.
Coach Prime knows ball. That's all I'm going to say right there. Coach Prime knows ball. Real quick, one more thing. Last night I almost went to a rave party, Vlad. Domicile, right down the street here in Little Haiti. A DJ called FaZe Fatale from Germany was throwing it down. He doesn't even have singles online. He just has live performances. Play some of that FaZe Fatale in the background because it's just trance music. I thought about going, Vlad. Domicile, it's just a little nondescript building. Nobody knows who FaZe Fatale is. Get down to this all night.
Those are the buildings that Sergey tried to send you to go to.
Yeah, I know. You got to go in the back door, say certain words. But I thought about it, man. Start at midnight. I wasn't going to get out there until about 7. Then you and I today, it's going to be no good. So missed out on FaZe Fatale throwing it down at Domicile. But a little trance music right there. Like I said, he has no singles. You can just go online and see him like in a basement in Germany throwing it down. Could have seen him last night. But you know what? Sometimes you got to be an adult. Speaking of adult, we're going to get you caught up with everything that's happening in the sports world next here on Sports Day. Heat Cold is here, 560 WQAM.